Yeah, the girls at the bank asked me this morning, did you have a good weekend? I said, yeah, I went to the mall and bought a pair of pants. They got a real kick out of that. They laughed their heads off. I must be a real comedian. I must be a really funny guy. I said, hey, if you had half the weekend I had, you're probably sorry it's Monday. Well, you know, the sad thing is, I had the best weekend out of the three of them. I went to the mall and bought a pair of pants. Nice pair of pants. Oh, I bought a reversible belt, too. Well, that was the highlight of the highlight, must say. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Whom he foreknew, he designates beforehand also to be conformed to the image of his Son, for him to be firstborn among many brethren. Now whom he designates beforehand, these he calls also, and whom he calls, these he justifies also. Now whom he justifies, these he glorifies also. Don't you love these passages of Scripture where there's an orderly sequence of events? This is as orderly as it gets, and quite easy to understand. Whom he foreknew, he designates beforehand. God knows things beforehand. But it's more than that. It's not just that he knows it, he tells it. Appreciate the difference. I've heard many people say, well, God knows things ahead of time because he looks ahead and sees what people are going to do. For instance, he sees who's going to choose him. Then he comes back to his time and designates those whom he sees ahead of time. In other words, God is reacting to looking into the future. Well, it's just an unscriptural time game to try to show that free will is true. Let's go to Isaiah 46:10 here, starting with verse 9, For I am the El, there is no further Elohim, and the limit is as me. I'm reading from a literal version, concordant version of the Old Testament. Telling from the beginning the hereafter, and from aforetime what has not yet been done. See, it has not yet been done what God tells. And he tells it in the same sense as he spoke in Genesis, let there be light, and there was light. It starts with a declaration of God and your calling. The fact that you understand this gospel is proof that God dictated it before the eons began, before you were born. Not only before the eons began, but before you were born. How's that? He told it, let there be light. Let Jill be a believer. Let Tom come into a realization of the truth. He didn't look ahead, Tom, and see you choosing him, then hustled back and designated you beforehand. No. He designated you beforehand first. He did foreknow it, but he foreknew it because he told it. He declared it. He did it before it was done. And the fact that it's being done today and it's being worked out in the sphere of time is proof that you, Tom, and you, Jill, were designated beforehand. Let's go back to Romans 8, and I want to go across the page because this is also illustrative of this same truth. Romans 9, verse 11, we're speaking of Jacob now. And verse 13, God says, Jacob I love, yet Esau I hate. Listen to this. This was God's choice concerning Jacob and Esau. Romans 9:11, for not as yet being born, nor putting into practice anything good or bad, that the purpose of God may be remaining as a choice. Whose choice? God's choice. Not out of acts, but of him who is calling. It was declared to her, that is, Rebekah, the greater shall be slaving for the inferior, according as it is written, Jacob I love, yet Esau I hate. Look at these great words here in this passage. Choice. Purpose of God. Remaining. Not out of acts. Out of him who is calling. There is a choice involved here with those who believe the gospel of grace, but it is God's choice. And the reason you can't sin your way out of it is because There is no act that got you into it. It's not out of Acts, but of him who is calling. How plain can you get? Not out of Acts. It's the pure choice of God, and he foreknew it because he told it beforehand. Now, those whom he has chosen are going to be conformed to the image of his son. I'm back in Romans 8. And now whom he, here's the order we spoke of. Here's the order. Here's the inspired order of things. Whom he designates beforehand, these he calls. And whom he calls, these he justifies. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies. If he has designated you beforehand, he will call you. Bring. Hello? No, does he call you on the telephone? No, well, I suppose he could. I doubt it would be God on the other line. Chances are it'll be an ambassador of his. It will be an evangelist of his. Somebody who actually knows what the gospel is and knows how to bring it before you and bring it to your realization. He sends a person. Or he gives you a book. Now, while this is happening, it's all interesting while it's happening. It's interesting to the people watching it. It's dramatic. It's, well, will they hear it or not? I don't know. Look at this person. He's trying to decide whether or not this is true. Well, this is all the dramatics on the surface. But I guarantee you this, that if the person was designated beforehand, then that person will hear it. Now, it might not be that day. It might be the next day. It might be a year from now. I had a guy who told me that he had gotten a tract like 20 years ago concerning the gospel of grace, these things we've been talking about, and he put it on the back shelf, the literal back shelf on his bookcase and in the back shelf of his mind as well. And it was 20 years later that God gave some other peg, some other push, some other evangelist, perhaps it was. Okay, it was another evangelist. It was me. God used me to cause this to come to a remembrance in this man's mind. And he said, I believe, and that was God's timing. But before that man left this earth, he was gonna hear it. He was going to be called bring, by God because he was designated beforehand. Now, those whom he designates, he calls. It's a fact. It doesn't say he might, those he designates, he might call them. No, listen, those he designates beforehand, these he calls. He will call you if you have been designated beforehand. Now, whom he calls, these he justifies. We talked about that on Friday, the doctrine of justification. This is all in the realm of the body of Christ, the gospel of grace, the gospel given to the Apostle Paul. Now, whom he justifies, these he glorifies. And that touches the snatching away, doesn't it? Now, contrast this with Matthew 22:14. This is going to surprise you. Matthew 22:14. For many are the called, yet few are the chosen. It's in reverse. Bring, called, hello, chosen to pick up the circumcision evangel. Called, yet few are chosen to pick up that phone. Uncircumcision evangel, chosen to pick up the phone, and therefore, bring, when the call comes, picking up the phone. It may seem like a subtle difference, but it's profound. And again, in the circumcision evangel, it's presented this way for a reason. Why the difference? Because one gospel is presented as a mixture of works and grace, and the other gospel is presented as pure grace. You see, we're not all ready for pure grace, so God takes it in a stepping stone manner, a progressive manner. The same reason he works evil through intermediaries. Not everybody's ready to hear that all is of God, and God does not directly do evil. He does it, he does do it, but he does it through intermediaries because, again, people need weaned into the truth, and people like to have Satan to blame at first. They're not ready to credit God. They're not mature enough. It takes a mature person to see all is of God. And eventually, if you walked with God long enough, he'll call you behind the curtain, pss, pss, and tell you that it's all of him. In the meantime, he works through intermediaries for those who are, it's kind of a step-down unit. You know, when you got somebody in the hospital, they got you in intensive care, then there's a step-down unit before they take you to the regular floor. I suppose it's the same thing when you're coming up from the ocean in your scuba gear. Unless you go up slow, you're going to get the bends. Well, God is very progressive in his revelation, and he slowly takes us from evangel of a mixture of grace and works presented as calling first, choosing second, and then he lands us on this high platform of pure grace, unadulterated grace, where it's plainly stated that it's God's choice, and he does it before you're born, and it's not in accord with works. God is progressive. Pay attention to what he's doing, when he's doing it, and whatever message you're destined to hear, that message you will hear. I'm calling people for the body of Christ. That's my calling in this life. God separated me before I was born, designated me beforehand, not only for the place of a son, but for the job of an evangelist and a teacher. And I'm happy to be operating in that capacity today. Tomorrow, I'm going to operate in the capacity of telling you how God acquaints people with this calling, with this designation. There's another nuts and bolts passage, and it's in the book of Romans, and we'll get to that tomorrow. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. So long.